Isaiah chapter 57. The righteous perish, and no man lays it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, and no one considering that the righteous have been taken away from the evil to come. He will enter into peace, and they will rest in their beds, each one walking in his own uprightness. But you draw near here, you sons of the sorceress, the seed of the adulterer and the whore. Against whom do you sport yourselves? Against whom do you make a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are you not children of transgression? Are you not a seed of falsehood, inflaming yourselves with idols under every green tree, killing the children in the valleys under the cliffs of the rocks, among the smooth stones of the stream is your portion. They are your lot. Even to them have you poured out a drink offering, and you've offered a meal offering. Should I receive comfort in these things? Upon a lofty and high mountain have you set your bed. Even there did you go up to offer sacrifices. Behind the doors also, and the posts, have you set up your remembrance. For you have discovered yourself to another other than me, and you've gone up, and you've enlarged your bed, and made yourself a covenant with them. You loved their bed where you saw it. And you went to the king with ointment, and you did increase your perfumes, and you did send your messengers far off, and did debase yourself even into the grave. You are wearied in the greatness of your way, yet you did not say, there is no hope. You found the life of your hand, therefore you were not grieved. And of whom have you been afraid or feared, that you have lied and have not remembered me, nor laid it to your heart? Have I not held my peace even of old, and you did not fear me? I will declare your righteousness and your works, for they will not profit you. When you cry out, let your companies deliver you, but the wind will carry them all away. Vanity will take them, but he who puts his trust in me will possess the land and will inherit my holy mountain, and will say, cast you up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of the people. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I always be angry. For the spirit should fail before me, and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and I smote him. I hid myself, and I was wroth, and he went on perversely in the way of his heart. And I have seen his ways, and I will heal him. I will lead him also, and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to he who is far off and to he who is near, says Yahweh, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters throw up mire and dirt. There is no peace, says my Elohim, to the wicked. End of chapter.